Sportsy Talk.
Yay! Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Woo! We have a new member.
Wait.
What's happened?
Okay.
I can't see you because there's a big computer in the way.
I'm sorry. God. Okay, wait. No, I want to do. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to say first.
Yeah.
This is the first Sportsy Talk of the new schedule. We're on.
Somehow we've survived.
Somehow we are still here through September at least, unless we get killed in Cleveland, which is
possible. Which is very likely.
That's why we started with
White
Riot.
That's why it was important for us to
start the show with White Riot. And, oh, you're going to move that? Okay, yeah, move that. Good. All right. Oh, yeah, I can still see you.
Yeah, this way I can see you when I'm talking to you.
That's nice. Yeah, I like
to see
you. It helps
our rapport.
Our famous rapport, our on-air rapport. So to celebrate and to really, like, I mean, how long have we been on the air? Like a couple years?
It's like 1,000 years.
I know it seems a long time, but I think it's
been like
a couple
dream
years.
For me.
It's amazing that a sports talk show on WFMU.
You would have thought they would have found a way to destroy us by now.
But we're still here, which is great.
Somehow,
thank you, station manager Ken, for your support, and so we decided to take it like to the next level on Sportsy Talk today.
It's like a menage radio.
Yeah. We are introducing a new member of the Sportsy Talk most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today, call screener John.
Woo!
Welcome, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Is his mic on? Is it mic three?
Yep, mic three. Put it up.
How we doing?
I'll just say it again. Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you for the opportunity.
That was good. We could just get him. We could just like Don't stick that in his face.
No, that's how it's supposed to sound.
I know. It's a directional mic. Okay,
it's very directional.
Good. All right. Yeah, right. So that's good. Yeah.
John reached out to us via the internet.
Yeah. You can email us at WFMU.org.
It works.
Jim the poet at WFMU.org. I usually get those.
Bronwyn C. at WFMU.org.
I'm drunk and naked, and I'll usually just say, yeah, I will talk to Bronwyn. And then you won't hear from me again.
Yeah. You forget all about it, right? But we got an email, and John said, "I'm a listener to Sportsy Talk." Right away, that got our attention
because
are you kidding? And he's a sportsy guy. He listens to other sports talk radio shows.
Wow!
And to other
sports shows on WFMU.
All the sports shows on FMU, and he offered to be our call screener because we were looking for a call screener, and now we have one. Thank you so much. So we're thrilled to have him here.
Great to have him. He's a huge Eagles and Phillies fan.
Yep.
Which are great sports. And Philadelphia's a great town.
Yep. And passionate, yes.
Cheesesteaks. etc.
Mr. Cat in Chicago is thrilled for us for having a call screener.
Oh, thank you.
We should get him. We should try to raise money through John. You got the adopt John.
Yeah, we're actually gonna have to raise some money to go to Cleveland, but we'll figure that out a little later. I don't think we're gonna talk about that.
Well,
today.
I'll sell you a nipple on eBay.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, I'll just cut one right off and then I'll send it to you.
That's disgusting.
What? I have two. At least.
Why'd you do that? This is gross.
It's fine. Well, no. I mean, they're useless.
No, I
mine are useless.
Do you have erectile tissue in your nipples? I mean, some people,
probably.
Some men do.
I thought I had like a cancer in there, but it was just
just erectile tissue.
Like a weird monkey thing.
Oh, I should say at this point, and I think we've already reached the low point of the program. I don't know how much lower we can go today.
I mean,
I have to say
I'm interested in finding out.
I am the listener Ralphine Sports Talk co-host of 2016. Thank you, listener Ralphine.
I didn't get adopted.
Everybody's saying that we're really professional now because we have a call screener.
I'm
thrilled.
We're taking it up a notch.
Yeah, we really are.
You know, you used to just be able to call and no one, we'd just put you right on the air.
And then you'd hang up on us
over and over again.
Yeah.
Now you got to talk to somebody. It's a whole different level.
And you know what? I think, John, would you like to say something before you go to your post? Because you can. You don't have to.
I'll say something.
All right.
Give it my best shot.
Okay.
Improve this program.
Yay. Well, you couldn't make it worse.
There's no place to go but up.
There's no place to go
but up. It's going up.
All right. So John is going to go out to his post. He's going to start screening the calls. And
thank you.
And
enjoy that.
And, you know, everybody should call in today. And
let him
practice.
Say hi to John. Even if you don't want to be on the air, just call in, say hi to John.
And thank him for being on with us on Sports.
Talk a little Eagles.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Have a good day. I'll be over there.
All right.
Enjoy
the
show, John.
Yep.
Thanks for being here.
I think you can hear it out there. Yep.
Maybe. It's a small little box they put in. It's like a cage.
Yeah.
For a rooster. And then you just kind of slide right in there.
So there we go. This is so exciting. So 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you would like to test our new call screener. Make him feel welcome. Say hi to him. You won't be on the air till he tells us we can put you on the air, but we'll put you on the air.
Once he gives a thumbs up,
I
will put you on the air.
Do you know how to do that?
No.
Do you know? Do you have the phone ready to go? Are our mics in mono?
Sure.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Are they? Yeah, everything's fine.
And the phone's not in mono, and you're all set. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
201-209-9368.
I'm ready for everything but a knife attack in Cleveland.
Oh, God.
Bronwyn keeps sending me articles that are like, how to fend off a knife attack.
No, okay,
and it's like,
so I asked listener Laura, who is the CEO of the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah.
She is a television producer who has done television news in Angola and Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And other places that are very Cleveland-like places.
Do they have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Angola?
Probably.
Wow.
And because, you know, that's the sort of thing they put in places where there aren't a lot of tourists to kind of lure the tourists in.
Mm-hmm.
Canton, Ohio has the NFL Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, but that's like 2 hours away from
Cleveland,
I think.
Oh, I don't know. All right, well.
I see it's lit up.
Okay.
What does that mean?
That means somebody's calling. 201-209-9368. Call screener John is now.
How's he doing? What do you think? What's happening?
Okay, wait till.
What am I supposed to do?
When it starts blinking.
Yeah. They seem to be having a long conversation.
That's okay.
What do you think they're talking about? Can we just put it on the air?
We could. I think we could. Could we?
I don't know.
Maybe.
How's that work?
Okay, hit that twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
I think I hung up on them.
I think you did.
Hello, caller. You're on the air, possibly. This is what you talk. What happened? Did I screw it up? He didn't want to go on the air.
He didn't want to go on the air.
That's so anticlimactic. He just wanted to talk to you.
We wanted to hear what you guys were talking
John's
about.
John's got a fan club already?
Yeah, he's got more fans than we do.
They're going to have a secret podcast in the other room with just John. that was pretty awesome
right.
So far.
Well,
that was amazing.
Pretty good. That was pretty good. It worked. I mean, we saw that the thing lit up. That was good.
Yeah, it was like a 10-minute conversation.
We had to figure out how to do the call screening today because I asked volunteer director Scott. I said, "How?" I said, "You know, we've never had a call screener. I don't know how to do this." And he was like,
"I barely know how to run the board or you know be a DJ at all."
He said, "It's just like answering the phone on the board." And I was like, "No, it's
we never do that. We just put them right on the air."
When I looked at it, I was like, "No, it's not actually."
Should we test them? I'll call from this line over here.
Does he know? He can hear you.
No, he can't.
Yeah, he has. He has the show on out there.
Let me see what's going on.
Okay. Put yourself on the air simultaneously.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, you did hear me.
All right, he knows.
Are you on the air?
You didn't press air.
Hello, caller. On what you talk? Hello, I want to talk to John. Are you there, John?
He's left already.
What happened to John?
We scared him.
John's
away.
Already gone. All right, good talking to you.
Listener Chalmers says, call screener 1, sportsy talker 0.
I think he just got the 2-point conversion there.
I think he just left.
John left.
We have a lot of things to talk about, though.
Yeah.
Sportsy talk things. We do.
Oh, Roger Goodell. Somebody hacked the Twitter for the NFL today.
Yeah, that's so great. And they announced that Roger Goodell was dead at the age of 57.
No one was really that sad.
Yeah, everybody was like, hey, yeah, okay.
He's not dead, but he's dead on the inside.
Yeah, he's been dead for a long time. So it turned out, it was a hacker. That's pretty good, though, that you can hack into something.
They guessed
like that,
They guessed the NFL password, and it was really complicated. Like,
was
I don't know.
Like, did you see that? Like
Culver 29, Steve, Johnny. I don't know.
What?
88. There was like a
really?
Bunch of
they
numbers
said,
and capital letters and
said
stuff
what
like
it
that.
Was?
Yeah, they suspended the guy.
Oh, well, the Zuckerberg from the guy who.
His was probably
Facebook.
Just Facebook one
no,
or something.
No,
like
his
that.
His he got hacked, right?
What was his and password?
Da.
D A D A D A.
That was his password.
That dude should not be rich.
Oh, hey, congratulations to the Fighting Gamecocks.
What do they do?
This is listener Ralphine checking in on our comments board at WFMU.org. The Fighting Gamecocks won their regional in the NCAA baseball tournament today.
They're a great baseball team.
They are. And they will host Oklahoma State in the Super Regional next week.
What are the
What's
Oklahoma
super-
State? What's the Sooners? No, the Beavers?
No,
that's
Oregon
State.
I don't know what the Oklahoma State.
Cowboys?
No.
Yeah, it is.
It isn't.
Oklahoma
is
State Cowboys.
Really? Are you sure?
Maybe.
Bisons?
Nope.
That's Colorado.
The Bisons aren't a real good. There's a couple Bisons, but they just kind of stand there.
Yeah, Bisons are.
They're not very dynamic mascots.
No, definitely not. Well, what's the Super Regional? They're having a Super Regional.
I think it's a round robin tournament.
Yeah.
In which
they're just making
this Super Region. Their Super Region is invited.
Listener Steve asks if competitive pinball is a sport. It should be. If it had been a sport, I would have been a champion. I was.
Were you
such
as good as that Tommy guy from
The
Who?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Well, I was face blind and kind of stupid. So, yeah, I was excellent, actually.
I was not good.
I used to
play Terminator 2, Judgment Day. That was, like, one of the best. We had two great pinball games when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Who. And by, at that point, there was only, like, five or six Doctor Who's. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And a little TARDIS would come up.
Did it have all the Doctor Who's? Or did it just have one of the Doctor
No,
Who's?
it had them all.
Of
it was
them.
A great game, actually.
Good.
And then the other one was Terminator 2 Judgment Day, which is like the greatest pinball game of all time, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't know.
Of all time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we had a pinball machine. My dad bought a pinball machine
that's nice.
And reconditioned it and put it in our basement. So
yeah,
I grew
it?
Up playing pinball.
Was it Kiss?
No, it was like, this was like really old. It was like an old pinball machine that he got like at the dump or something and he fixed it. It was like,
got it at the dump and
I think
fixed
it, was like,
it?
Yeah, I think it was like,
that's awesome.
I think it was like Flying Circus or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it make insane clown noises?
Well, do they have an insane clown posse pinball machine?
They should, yeah.
Oh, they totally should. They should have like a Juggalo.
Pinball.
Juggalo pinball. Oh my God, I would totally do that.
We could call the insane clown posse and see if they have a pinball machine.
Should we?
I mean, we should.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe another day.
Oh, OSU Cowboys, University of Oklahoma is the Sooners. You were right both times.
Yes.
Well,
I like
done.
The Beavers better.
Well, yeah, I know.
I'm a huge Beaver fan.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, when I was going to school in Oregon and then I found out it was the Beaver State, I was like, ha, 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 ha,
it's the Beaver State?
Yeah.
I thought
it
was
state.
Like the Bong State.
No, the whole state is called the Beaver State. There you go.
Wow.
Facts. Factoids on Sportsy Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Kimbo Slice is dead.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I forgot that I meant to grab the News of the Dead music.
I could play the other song I have. I mean, it's kind of a cheerful song.
No, don't play a cheerful song.
I mean, it could be good.
No. No. What?
News of the Dead.
News of the Dead. I meant to grab the music, and I got excited about our call screener, and then I forgot. Yeah, it's too cheerful.
You're dead.
Okay, take that away. That's too cheerful.
All right.
Put up the pub music thing again. That's good. Okay. So, you know my theory that deaths come in twos, right?
I didn't know you had a theory. I thought it was threes.
Why don't you pay attention? No.
I don't know all your theories.
I tell you all my theories every week. And you just don't pay attention. I'm on the radio.
I can't write them all down.
You're not listening to me.
Should I have a notebook of some kind?
The only reason I'm on the radio is that somebody will listen to me. In real life, nobody listens to
That's
me.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
You're adored widely and farly.
No. Only on the radio do people ever listen to it. Anything I say. And I'm saying call 201-209-9368.
Yeah, talk to John, even if you don't want
to
be in the air.
John. Yep.
I mean, you know.
Yep, why not?
Test him.
So, my theory is not that deaths come in threes. My theory is that deaths come in twos, right? So I was like, okay, Muhammad Ali died.
Okay.
Kimbo Slice died. Both fighters, right? But that's, I don't think that's a true duo. I don't think that's
Who's
a true
duo?
Death duo. I don't know yet, but I think that Muhammad Ali was so much more than a fighter.
I don't think he was pretty important.
He was amazing. He was an amazing guy.
I mean, Kimbo Slice, I'm sure, was an amazing person, too.
I'm sure he was a great guy and everything, and he was apparently a very good fighter and everything. I don't really watch.
Every fight I saw him in, he got killed. Like, in one fight, I saw him get beat up in about 10 seconds. Like,
yeah,
he kind of went at the guy, and the guy just hit him, and he went down.
Was he like the guy who goes in to get hit? I mean,
he was like a street fighter, you know, who had ended up being like a superstar in the
okay.
So I don't know, like another time I was watching last night, he like some dude was choking him out and he obviously should have been dead at some point,
mm-hmm.
and then he came back to life and beat the guy up. So that was kind of cool, because usually like those guys get like the hammer hold on you.
I don't know. You're demonstrating a hammer hold by waving your arms around.
It's like they do fake ones in wrestling, but in MMA, they're really doing some kind of chokeout move where you're gonna die. Your blood's all in your brain,
mm-hmm.
and you drown in your own blood and sorrow. And the guy was doing that to him, some Shamrock guy
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he just got out of it. He just made him mad and stronger. The guy got up, and he was so tired of choking him and killing him that he just punches him in the face, and the guy, like, fell down and died. I like any sport where they check your mouth for weapons as you're entering.
Oh, my God. Do you think they'll check our mouths in Cleveland?
Yeah,
when we go into the convention?
Well, let's give you an update.
Oh, yeah.
Where we stand.
The update on the convention. You have a place to stay.
Yeah, I think so. Ben has set me up with one of his pals.
Your significant roommate has set you up
with
a
pal. It's Ben's birthday, by the way, so
happy birthday, Ben. Is Ben listening? Does he ever listen to this show?
He listens to it subsequently.
Oh, okay. Well, subsequently, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben. I met Ben once.
We're supposed to go to dinner later.
Quite a fine gentleman.
He is a strikingly fine person.
He is. And you would
why is this dude hanging out with Jim all the time?
And you got him a really cute present.
I did. I got him.
Don't say what it is.
Oh,
on the
I can't.
Air, well, I mean, will he get it before he hears this show?
I think I sent him a picture of it already.
Oh, all right. Well, then he knows. It's very cute.
It's a Corvette.
I think it's sweet.
It's Ben's birthday, and he set me up. You know, Ben knows people from because he's a big time bookseller.
Mm-hmm.
He hobnobs with the finest, and so
yes.
I got some sort of place to stay that's like 60 blocks. From downtown Cleveland.
You're way far away.
Awesome.
This
way I can really experience. You know,
Cleveland.
When they have those commercials about Airbnb where it's like, don't just go there, live there. It's like, oh, I'll be living there because it's going to take me a while to get downtown.
You've got a place.
I don't have a place. What do you mean?
Well, I don't have a place to stay yet.
I thought you were. I read that email. There was a lot of numbers.
You didn't read that email very well.
I read most of it.
I said we got to raise some money before, you know, so we can afford to have places to stay. But you went out and got a place for free. So I have to write to some listeners.
Do you live in Cleveland? listeners? Are there any listeners in the Ohio area?
Not the Ohio area. We got to get somebody kind of. Okay, here, I checked Airbnb.
How's that going?
You know, there's places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those. I mean, that's a good deal, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, you know.
I've never tried that. I mean, I tried Uber once, and it was kind of, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I went.
Whatever. It's like a cab.
So we're gonna have to figure out like how to get back and forth from where we stay to the convention center, and you're staying someplace.
Yeah, I'll figure I can take a bus.
I'm probably staying someplace. You don't know that there are buses?
I did. I already looked into it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's buses all over the place. I mean, there's a bus like across.
Is there a bus that runs from where you're staying to the convention center?
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to run during the convention or if they, you know.
No, right.
Instead, you're going to have to walk or hitchhike.
Well, there's going to be.
Or take an Uber. I think they should start a thing that's like a ride sharing thing where instead of like an Uber car, you're actually in a casket and a hearse. I think that'd be kind of cool.
That's so stupid.
Just because you want to spend some time alone. 201-209-9368. Talk to John.
Yeah.
He's a Phillies fan.
He's sitting out there.
Say hi to John. A couple of other people called and apparently didn't want to be on the radio.
Great.
So John should have a whole different show.
John has his own show.
A simulcast program during our show.
On a stream.
Just him talking to people on the phone.
We got a lot of pinball comments on the comments board at WFMU.org.
Is there a better game than have you ever played?
People are really saying Doctor
Terminator
Who
2
is
Judgment Day.
They're all about the Doctor Who pinball.
That Doctor Who pinball was outstanding.
It's got seven doctors.
Seven.
In it.
Now there's 13 doctors.
Yeah, but there were seven in that game, and
very possibly
there's a the Silver Ball Museum of Pinball in Asbury Park has a Doctor Who game.
Well,
I think we ought to go there.
There's Barcade down. I mean, we could just go downtown and go to
Barcade.
Barcade is like one of those places. There's one in Brooklyn. There's one in Jersey City. And it's all video games. It's like the old.
Yeah, but that's video games.
No, but it's like they have. They must have pinball, too. You can't have video games and no pinball.
You can. People don't play pinball anymore. They have pinball game. They have pinball with no video. In different places, like
well, no,
Cowgirl.
They must have both.
You know, Cowgirl.
Cowgirl. Wait a minute.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Reverse
it's a
Cowgirl. What's happening?
It's a restaurant bar on.
Can
Hudson
we make John
Street?
Place our calls too? He could call Barcade.
Okay, so so Cowgirl has a couple of pinball machines.
Barcade must have pinball machines.
I don't know that.
Here, I'll look it up. Yeah, wait.
Danny D checking in on the comments.
Yeah, where's
board.
Danny D?
You know, Danny D is winning.
He's mad that he's winning the thing.
He's winning the
Barcade. Does it have? Whoa, wait a minute.
God, what are you doing?
I just messed up my own.
Of course you did.
Search. Oh, I just said my own search and my own search. Does Barcade have pinball machines?
So Danny D is winning our.
No, they don't have pinball machines.
See, I told you.
What?
People don't play pinball anymore.
What?
Nobody plays pinball. Danny D is winning our National Hockey League Sportsy Talk brackets. He is going to be the winner. He's going to be our guest co-host again, I believe.
What?
And he is on the comments board, and he says, "Glad you guys are going to Cleveland. Hope you stay safe." And Danny D has a little bit of understanding of the situation, so he's telling us
we should make him come.
What?
Danny D.
Come
we should
where?
Take Danny D and John. We should take a lot of people out there
to Cleveland.
To Cleveland, just
we don't have any place to stay.
Oh well, that's I do.
I don't have a place to stay yet. We'll find a place to stay. We'll get the
and
money.
And you said no hookers, right? I mean, that's
hookers.
Are we going to move away
you're
from
staying,
that?
You're staying in some guy's house. You can't be bringing hookers in.
I'm sure the gentleman will be fine with me doing whatever
that.
I'm going to do.
Let's talk about sports.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we could talk about sports.
No, I was going to say that we're being vetted by the Secret Service. So everybody just be cool.
Yeah.
Just be cool. Yeah. Just pretend everything's normal.
Pretend everything's fine.
Look away. Don't
the
even
Secret
think about
Service,
it.
They asked Station Manager Ken some questions about us last week, and we supplied the answers.
I just gave them the answers to questions I thought they would ask.
Yeah.
And but apparently none of those were the real questions.
Oh, really? Because I thought I had to tell them that, too. I wouldn't have told,
I told them my bra size.
Jesus, shut up.
No, but today they wanted to know our birthdays, and it was like, don't you already have our Social Security
they
numbers?
Have
like,
our Social Security
wouldn't you
numbers,
think that would give
then,
you all
then,
the information
and then
you
they
need?
Wanted, and then they wanted headshots.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, the only headshot... I mean, never mind. I was going to make a Donald Trump headshot joke, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, there's a picture, by the way.
I'm not supposed to make those jokes anymore. What
kind of jokes? Oh, you? Oh, yeah. No, don't do that.
No, I'm not.
There's a picture of Meryl Streep dressed as Donald Trump. That is actually kind of chilling. I don't know why she. I think she's just like. She's just like, I could do anything. I mean, yeah. I can. She can do anything.
Oh my God.
So she's dressed up as Donald Trump. You should check that out on the internet.
I'd rather see Donald Trump dressed as Meryl Streep.
I could go for that.
That'd be good, right?
I was watching the French Open the other day.
Why?
Because there was no sports on in the morning or something.
Yeah, it was raining.
I usually watch the political shows on Sunday morning because they're like totally amusing because they're completely befuddled by the whole Donald Trump thing. It's super amusing.
I don't know what to do.
Instead, it was like Novak Djokovic beat the Andy Murray guy in the French Open. And that was the first time Novak Djokovic won the French Open. He's a very elegant man.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Serbia.
Yeah.
Rather handsome, rather elegant, rather very sweet man.
I think he's the number one player in the world.
He's
right?
the best.
Yeah,
he just won this whole around the clock.
Yeah, he won all the Grand Slam titles. He's the third man ever to do that
in a year.
And he beat sad Andy Murray.
Andy Murray was like got to the point where
Andy
he was getting
Murray
beat so bad.
Andy Murray is like the Jennifer Aniston of tennis. He's just like
British. He's not going to win anything.
He's like the second place runner up.
Someone's got to lose. I mean, it was that Rafa Nadal was losing for a while, but now he's just too injured all the time.
Listener Hank wants to know if we've heard of motels because Cleveland has some. But I have to tell you, they are booked. They are booked up. There's 5,000 people going to Cleveland that aren't usually there.
5,000?
Yeah.
It's got to be more than that.
Maybe there's more than that.
That's just, I mean, how many delegates are going?
I don't know.
No, there's got to be more than 5,000 people going.
Thousands and thousands of people are going. We'll say that.
We could stay in a McDonald's restroom. I'll let you stay in the house. And I'll stay in the restroom.
No.
You can stay in the dude's house.
I don't want to stay in the house of some guy I don't know in a sketchy neighborhood 60 blocks from downtown. I just don't.
I mean, everything's sketchy. It's Cleveland.
It's Cleveland. I know. It's so scary. No, all the we missed the deadline for the media hotels.
We barely got the deadline for the...
For anything.
I mean, it was like when you came up with this idea, the deadline was like 3 days later.
Wait, who came up with the idea?
Wait, he remember station manager Ken called us on the show and dared us to go to the Cleveland.
Yes.
Because he thought it'd be funny if we get killed or run over by a tank or something like that. Uh-huh. And then I got drunk home. I was drunk. I looked it up on the internet.
Yeah,
the deadline was 3 days later.
So you filled out the stuff, right?
Yeah, I did all that stuff.
And they still gave us credentials. I can't believe that.
Yeah,
I thought that Ken had filled those out.
It's just because Ken is
I thought Ken filled those out.
No.
I never knew until recently that you did it.
I did.
It's crazy.
I had to do it. No one else was going to do it. This is a DIY kind of radio station.
Yeah,
do or you DIY?
Vicky! Vicky's back on the air.
When do we get to meet Vicky?
I've met her.
How come I don't get to meet people?
I don't know.
No one wants to meet me.
You have to hang out.
No.
Yeah.
I hang out all the time.
Well, hang out with
Vicky. No one talks to me.
Hang out with Vicky and you'll meet
her. They're like, yeah, you're a jerk, dude.
Do or DIY is back on the air for the summer.
Congratulations. So
it's on Mondays, I believe.
I missed that show.
Yeah.
Because I was sleeping so well. And then I put that show on in case I want to have like nightmare LSD trips.
No.
In my own face. Hey, should I put this person on the air?
Yeah. We got a call. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, the call screener is a pro, I got to say.
Woo! So, John, you think this John guy's going to work out for us?
Yeah, long term.
Long term?
Great.
How long term is the show?
How long is the show going to be on? That's a question. So who's this on the air?
This is Alex from Brooklyn.
Listener Alex, thank
Brooklyn
you.
Brooklyn, it's really nice this time of year in Brooklyn, man. It's just unbelievable.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's got that pee-poo smell going every day.
You can't beat that, man.
The humidity, the heat.
That like Greenpoint poo factory they have out there just wafting through the air.
Nice.
Anywho, I wanted to ask you guys.
Okay.
Isn't Dave Hill the pride of Cleveland? Can't you find a place to stay through?
Well, you may not know this.
Okay, don't get into that story. What?
Dave.
He doesn't hate you.
Dave wants.
Dave Hill does not hate you.
I mean, Dave doesn't like me.
He does. We don't know.
I didn't recognize Dave during an episode of Dr.
Listen,
Game Show.
I never recognize anyone.
And Dave is, he's a little angry with me still, I think.
I never recognize
How am I supposed to? Yeah, I mean, I don't know who people are.
I never know who anyone anybody is. I'm face blind. My whole life is that
that's
I don't
why we
recognize
had to stop.
People.
We had
people
to stop being on after Dr. Game Show because there was so much tension. First of all, I had flirted with
Joe.
Joe
Firestone is
almost
lovely.
Total ass of
She's
myself.
She's really funny and
with
cute.
Her. And then I had this this thing with Dave Hill where it was like it had gotten to the point where he was going to have to murder me or something like that.
I don't know. You're just really blowing that way out of proportion.
Like out of proportion. Kind
I mean,
of
we could just send him an email, I guess.
Connection.
Is it Dave Hill at WFMU.org?
I believe it would be.
Do you think he could get us like some kind of Airbnb restroom somewhere?
He's
some
a famous guy, you know?
Some sort of abandoned factory somewhere that we could stay in or
he's
something
a very,
like that?
He's a very famous guy.
You think he's forgotten about this whole incident on Dr. Game Show?
I think it was all in your mind, yeah.
A lot of things are in my mind.
I know. I did see it happen, but I don't think he hates you as much as you think he does.
Doesn't Danny D screen the guy's calls? And Danny D made
that's
it sound like
say, there's the Danny D connection.
Danny D has got to smooth it over with me and Dave Hill,
maybe
man.
That's right. Danny D could do that.
All right. We'll see.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay, Alex, good suggestion.
What else you got for me? Anything good? Right. That's the whole thing?
That's it. That's
right,
good.
Cool.
Thank you. Our call screener worked.
Call screener worked. Call screener worked. Call screener worked.
Excellent. So we have to talk about sports.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. We were talking about
the French Open.
Oh, yeah. Well, all you said was that like Novak Djokovic won, and everybody
knows
that.
Well, Serena Williams lost.
Yeah, we know that, too.
She was, she looked like depressed or something.
Well, yeah.
She looked sad. She looked tired.
If you were in Paris in the rain for a week and a half, you'd be depressed, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Paris is kind of nice.
No,
Cleveland
not.
Is
I
the
don't.
Paris
I,
of
I
Ohio.
Don't. Yes, it is. I didn't like Paris when I was there.
You didn't?
No.
I've only been there during major airstrikes and train strikes, so it's really complicated to get around when there's you don't speak English or French or anything.
Anything.
I don't speak any language.
No known language.
Nope.
Exactly. Okay, so volunteers, right? We were talking about the volunteers at WFMU.
Great people.
Okay, so now I'm segueing into volunteers at the Copa America.
We were going to do that.
Yeah, I looked up how to do it.
They're playing the finals and the semifinals in the Giant Stadium, whatever they call it, the MetLife.
MetLife Stadium.
Yeah. Snoopy Bowl, whatever it is.
Yep.
So what are we going to do?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
They are looking for volunteers.
All right, cool.
They're looking for volunteers in the Bay Area to park bicycles of the people who go to the games there in the Bay Area.
Park them in the ocean.
Yeah, and they're looking for people in Georgia. I guess there's some games.
Why are they
in
playing
Georgia?
Games in Georgia?
I don't know. They're 10
They're trying
cities.
To find some place where it was going to be 100 degrees, 100%
they're playing,
humidity.
They're playing 10 games.
Yeah.
No, 10 cities. I don't know how many games. In 10 cities, though. All the games are in 10 different cities in North America, in the United States. It's the first time that the Copa America has been played outside of South America because South America is where people care about it. It's up here. They can't
I've never even heard of the Copa America.
They're not even, it's like this huge thing. Like if you go on their website, they're like, this is the greatest sporting event ever in the history of the world. And it's the 100th anniversary. And it's bigger
it's
than the
100th
Olympics. Yeah, this is the 100th anniversary of it. And they're like, it's bigger than the Olympics. It's bigger than anything. They're all like all.
I have never heard of this event
they're
before.
They're not even telling you who's winning. Like, the U.S., of course, is losing badly in their group.
We played
right?
Colombia. I mean, it was Colombia is awesome.
We played like Ecuador or somebody, too. We got
oh,
beat.
We already played two teams?
We got beat. Beat,
no,
beat,
we're going to get killed.
We got 0 points.
We need a
in
new coach, and we need
we got zero
to put the women's team out there instead of the men's team because the men are awful.
Terrific. Yes, that's a great idea.
Period.
So like a normal like sports radio things that I listen to when I'm not listening to reruns of Sportsy Talk, they're, which I haven't done in a long time, actually.
Really?
I should probably do that.
They're
but
as good as you remember.
I bet they are.
They're archived on WFMU.org.
They really hold up, right?
You can also listen to our podcast on WFMU.org.
Oh, yeah, we have a podcast. I forget.
It's the same.
Or you can follow us on Twitter.
That's our show.
At Sportsy Talk on Twitter. Or at WFMU at GOP, which is our Cleveland sport, Twitter feed thing. Okay, so they're not reporting it. Like it's like this thing is happening. It's supposed to be so huge. It's like the time that the World Cup was in the United States and nobody went. You know, it was like
no people went to that.
Nobody paid any attention to it. They didn't even report it.
We never had heard of soccer.
Nobody
at that point.
Cares.
We were like, what's happening?
Yeah, I know, right? So nobody cares about this either. But it's huge.
It's like
a
they
huge.
They
play
the
thing.
Wrong. What country did they play the wrong national anthem for?
Oh, all of them.
All of them.
Yeah, pretty much. They played. I think it was. I think.
Not Guatemala.
Who was it? No, it was like Ecuador, and they played the Venezuelan national anthem. Or
I thought Venezuela was wrong. I don't know. I get all those countries
Venezuela.
Confused. Remember the team with the biting guy? Whatever his name is, Aguero?
Yeah, yeah,
don't mess with that guy, because he'll go out
bite
and bite somebody or something.
Right. So they did. They played the wrong national anthem for one of the teams. And then last night, they played the national anthem about halfway through and then quit.
Of which team?
Chile, I think.
Chile? How long is Chile's national anthem?
I don't know.
It should be long and skinny like the country. Just one note. It's like a.
Yeah,
it's written by like, John Cage.
Yeah.
Dung, 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 dung.
Philip Glass. Doo-loop,
doo-loop, doo-loop, oh, I love that guy. Every year, Philip Glass shows up at the. I see him once a year.
Yeah.
At the big poetry marathon on New Year's Day at the Poetry Project, and he plays. He's played the same song for about 15 years in a row.
How can you tell?
It's the same song.
You know it's the same song.
I know exactly how it goes now in my brain.
They all go the same.
But he's a delightful man.
Yeah, okay. Good. So anyway, we could volunteer, but we can't volunteer around here. Because they're not...
Can't we just kill some of the volunteers that they're volunteering in New York?
Why are you so violent? You're getting all worked up.
Okay, kidnap. I'm just saying, for example...
You're getting all violent.
You're the one who's trying to buy me weapons to bring to Cleveland.
I'm just saying, that's defensive.
This is defensive. I'm defensive.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We might have another call.
Oh, here we go. Thank you to listener Sebastian. They played the Chile anthem for Uruguay.
See, Uruguay is the one with the biting guy. Hello, call. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Oh, hi. I hear you're looking for Cleveland information.
Yes, we need information.
I got it for you.
Lay it on me.
What kind of information you need?
Okay.
Place to stay.
Yeah, what's the best place? Is there like a hotel Chelsea in Cleveland that we could stay at?
What's the mass transit like?
Yeah, there is, actually.
Oh, yeah, what is it?
What's the coolest hotel in Cleveland?
The Alcazar.
Alcazar.
Is that expensive?
Glidden House.
Glidden House?
Are they expensive?
Yes.
Okay.
That's no
problem. Not that expensive.
What's the cheapest hotel in Cleveland? I think that's what
the
we're looking
I'm
for.
The place I'm staying.
the Days Inn.
Days Inn.
The Days Inn is right next to the convention there.
Is it? Can we get in?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably booked.
Yeah,
it's probably booked.
I hope to do a lot worse.
It's probably booked up.
No.
Oh, well, if you really want to do a lot worse,
no.
Stay on Lorraine Avenue.
Lorraine Avenue.
I think that sounds like the place to avoid.
Well, between... Is there is there any good restaurants we should hit in Cleveland too? Any good places with the good food?
Yeah, go to Tremont. There's good restaurants there.
Tremont.
Go to West 25th Street. Do you like beer?
Yes, very much.
There's
always.
Yes. Brewing company.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, they have a brewing company. I like that.
All right.
Go down to West 25th Street and make a night of it.
I'd be like,
there's a lot of Yahoos.
Where's the beer? I'm the biggest
gonna,
Yahoo.
This place
it's
is going to be
there.
Full of delegates from all over the country.
Hopefully,
who are at a convention.
Hopefully kind
and they're
of,
out
you know,
of their
slutty
minds.
Delegates is what I'm looking for.
Do you recognize the voice of this person, by the way?
I don't know. Keep talking.
Do you? Let me ask you something. Do you hate Jim the Poet?
What?
Jim the Poet?
Yes.
I don't think I know him.
Yeah, exactly.
but I hate him already.
See, this is the kind of reaction I bring out in people.
You know who you're bringing this reaction out in?
I have no idea. A Clevelander. A man who knows Cleveland.
Who's from Cleveland?
LeBron James.
Is this LeBron James? Yes.
Sherrod Brown.
It is LeBron James. I know who this is.
A lot of people are, technically a lot of people are from Cleveland. And I know
that's
who
true.
Jim the Poet is.
I know who, I sure. knew, but I know who Dave Hill is now. I mean, because, you know,
right,
now I'm in
go.
A lot of trouble.
Jeez.
No, well, I was kidding. I feel like you genuinely don't know who I am. And that's okay.
No, I do. You're a legend. You're a god. I know you through your writing and your books and your rock and roll.
Exaggerating.
No.
You did a thing at Bryant Park, the Bryant Park Reading Room.
I mean, your new book and everything. Lots of great stuff.
Yeah.
All the time.
You do a great show on WFMU.
The best show. It's the best show.
No, it's not the best show.
Oh, what's
that was
the other
else's
show?
Show.
It's the other best show.
The best show is the best show. Wow, you're really digging yourself.
I've made it a million times worse.
That's for the best show.
Yeah, great.
You shouldn't say that my show.
Yeah,
is the so better, the bestest
the better show?
You monster.
The monstrous show?
Yeah.
No, I took over the best show slot, but now I'm on Mondays. It's all there. In the
Mondays is a hot. It's a hot night to be on the radio here at WFMU.
You're so stupid.
Oh,
you're just making it worse than what?
What did I do?
Just making it worse.
What did I do?
Yeah,
what?
Nothing.
Yeah, I love the shows. All the shows, it's great. Shows.
What happened? I thought you guys were on Mondays before.
No, there was a lot of trouble because, you know.
Because he offended you, so they moved
they,
us
they
to
had
Tuesdays.
To move me off the whole day.
Yeah.
Retroactively, I went back in time.
Can you do that?
And
that's
I changed
awesome.
It.
Probably.
That's, good.
That's
probably.
How offended
probably.
I am.
That's do you think
good.
We'll have a good time in the Cleveland? You think we'll be okay? Or you think we'll be murdered by rioters?
Well, you seem like decent folks. I don't think I think you'd be murdered if you were like a concert or something.
There, right well, now in the be. Studio, there's yeah. a "Make America Great Again" DJ cap. It's one of them red Trump ones, and I actually put it on. And I
did you feel at home?
I just felt dirty. I felt dirty and racist. Like I felt it made things a million times worse for me.
What kind of dog is that?
It's my dog. She's a hellhound. Oh, she's
a hellhound.
Oh no.
What do you think of John, our new call screener? Isn't he great?
He's a great call screener. I got right past the goalie.
He just, the gold phone rang and he just put it right through. It was like, no problem.
He's even worse than Danny D. He asks vaguely what the name is.
Uh-huh.
Of the person.
He just was. He just wanted to make sure no one was
just like, oh, are you a human? Okay.
He wasn't breathing heavy.
That's pretty good.
Usually, like, the first 20 calls of the show are usually just somebody, like, quietly
breathing at us and then
quietly jerking off at home.
Don't say that.
Oh, I can't say that? I'm hitting the button there.
No, you have to lift the thing.
No,
to
you
hit
don't.
The oh, you're so bad.
No, jerk, that could mean anything.
It could mean anything.
All right. It could.
Thank you, Dave, for calling. Wonderful
thanks.
To hear you.
Thank you for answering.
No, I. It's
did.
Our pleasure.
It's our call screen.
Your life in Cleveland. That's all I can say. You can
it's
email me.
The last of our
yeah,
life.
I will email you because I'm.
You want me to really break it down?
I do.
That'd be great.
We need
thanks.
Lawyers too. We might need
oh,
lawyers.
Oh yeah, we need the name of a lawyer for when we get arrested.
I got lawyers. I got the city on lockdown. Whatever you need.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Thank you.
Well, thanks
thank
so much for calling.
Happy to help. Keep up the good work.
All right, take care, Dave.
Together we can make a difference.
Definitely.
He was great. That's really Dave Hill. He called our show.
Of course he did.
That's pretty cool.
He's a radio god, you know. I mean,
I
he's
know.
Always listening
he's
all
on,
the time.
He's on, yeah, he's always listening.
No,
he
I'm
knows,
sure Danny
knows
D.
If you've been,
Danny D ratted me out.
Oh, I bet Danny D called him and said.
Danny D's like, you got to call Jim
Cat,
McCoy.
Cat
right
in
now.
Chicago says, make America sportsy again.
I actually put
try.
On the little red cap.
Yeah, it was weird.
And, you know, studio manager Ken
mm-hmm.
was really big
station
into putting
manager,
me in. Ken. He was like, he wants to put me in, like, weird American flag and eagle. He wants me to blend in, basically, which is why I'm growing the duck,
oh,
you know, the crazy
yeah,
look
yeah,
with
yeah,
the beard
yeah.
and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really?
Because I have to, like, blend in with Republicans
is that why you're sending me?
And not get
I'm,
punched
I'm,
in the face.
I'm an old lady
I think
from
she's,
the Midwest.
He's hoping that you'll be able to, like, stop people from punching me in the face while
no,
I
can't.
Just
I'm
make
an,
fun
an
of
an
them
lady,
right to their
I'm
face.
We have to start writing our haiku
yeah.
to read to the delegates.
I mean, I almost got punched out by, like, Wes Welker. I mean, how long am I going to last at a convention? No. I'll be murdered. By Savannah
pretty
Guthrie.
Much. Hey, we didn't. We got to talk about sports.
Oh, we
this
do.
Week. Yeah, our, we should. I mean, it's the first show of the new season. You know, we should talk about sports because it's a sports talk show.
Oh, the Belmont Stakes are coming up this weekend. Are you excited? Do you have
no.
Belmont Stakes fever?
Does anyone care? I mean, it's not going to be a Triple Crown, so you know.
Well, the Triple Crown isn't the only thing. There's only a Triple Crown like every 40 years.
Yeah.
I have a new favorite horse.
Oh yeah, what horse is this?
Governor Malibu.
That's not the name of a horse.
Governor Malibu. Look
oh,
it up.
For God's sake.
That's an
why
awesome
you pick,
name.
You always pick these like 60-1 shots because of their names.
Well, what fun is it to like putting a dollar or an imaginary yeah. dollar on a horse that yeah. You know
gonna win.
Is it going to win?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, who are you taking? Are you taking Exaggerator?
I don't know.
Didn't you have Exaggerator?
Yes. I don't care now.
You don't care?
Look, we have a call. Put him on the air.
All right. Wait a minute. Hello, call. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hello, how are you?
We're
good.
Very well, thanks. Who's this?
This is Larry Alakowak.
Hey, what's
oh,
up,
hey,
Larry?
Hey, Larry, what's going on?
Well, I'm a fan of the hockey.
Yeah, well.
Are you feeling good about the Stanley Cup this year so far?
The Penguins up 3 games to 0.
I haven't really followed it. Once you fall out of 8 teams, it just doesn't become exciting anymore because, you know, somebody's going to get a lucky puck bounce and that's it.
Well, I mean, it's a lot of the games are really close.
The Penguins are just slaughtering them.
They're up three games to one on the San Jose Sharks.
The Sharks are dead.
Yeah.
And the most impressive thing this year so far about the Stanley Cup is Joe Thornton, who used to be a Bruin, who now he's been playing on the Sharks for about 10 years.
That's the Boston hockey team.
And he has just a giant beard. Like, his beard, I don't know when he started growing. Usually playoff beards.
He probably started growing that beard in May.
Because it's, like, the most impressive beard I've ever seen.
How can you play hockey with a big old beard?
He's doing fine.
You don't want to know something? These guys are so skilled, they know where the puck is without looking at it.
That's, I think, how you have to be.
It's just incredible that they were showing his pass behind the net to somebody who didn't even know he was making a pass through two people to the other guy who just wrapped it around the net, and the goalie didn't even know it was coming at him. You know, and Thornton is just like, he's incredible.
But
him and Marlowe, I feel sorry for those guys. I would like to see them win the cup. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand,
Pittsburgh's just unbelievable. I mean, they're a great team.
I think Pittsburgh's got too much speed.
They got too much speed. They got a lot of scoring.
Now we have to win one more game, right?
They're up 3-1.
So that's it.
So they could win not tonight. But, like, another night.
Lister Carmichael on the comments board says, San Jose, the birthplace of hockey.
No, hey, I'll support you guys if you want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We need support.
With a dead electrician printed on a legal tender of the U.S. United States.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yeah, if you ask this question of Donald Trump.
I don't know that we'll be able to get a sit-down with him.
We'll try.
I mean, you know.
Okay. What's the question?
What's the question?
Write it down.
Which president of the United States said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall?
Ronald Reagan.
What? Don't tell Trump the answer.
Do you think Trump's listening?
Trump could be listening.
That's, you know, and if you look at NHL hockey, where does Ovechkin come from?
Russia, I believe.
Where does Eliash come from?
Russia.
No, he comes from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, wait, which one?
No, it's not Czechoslovakia anymore. It's either the Czech Republic or Slovakia.
Well, no, they just changed the name.
Yes.
They just changed the name.
They changed it back to Czechoslovakia?
No, it's Czechia.
Czechia?
Yeah, I read it in the New York Times.
No, it's not Chechnya.
No, they've just changed it to
Kabibulin, which comes from Kabibulin was the goaltender that came from somewhere down there.
Oh, he was. I liked him, too. Javier Bullion. He was on the Panthers for a while. He was on a couple different teams.
Yeah.
No
other major league sport has had a benefit from tearing down the Berlin Wall besides hockey.
Oh, no. All these great players from a lot of those Eastern Bloc countries came, and they just dominate the sport now.
Yep.
I mean, like, the Red Wings were basically, like, a team from
Lidstrom.
All those guys.
Yeah, Lidstrom.
No, unbelievable. Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call,
Larry Lackland. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you very much for your call.
I just want to talk about the Broncos.
John is
doing
an amazing job, by the way.
He's doing a great job. He got us three calls today.
That's amazing.
I want to talk about the Broncos going to the White House.
These could all be John, just different versions of John.
Well, Dave Hill wasn't John.
Right.
Dave Hill was Dave.
As far as we know.
Somebody on the comments board went to the place that I decided not to go to about Cleveland playing the Golden State Warriors right now, but I didn't.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to talk about
that. Because we have to go to Cleveland.
In deference to Dave Hill.
We would make fun of them, and then we would have to go to Cleveland, and we'd have to see sad Cavs fans all over the place.
No, we'll see them anyway.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The Cavs still technically.
Okay, so the Broncos.
The Cavs still technically have a chance.
Yeah, they do.
Like Bernie Sanders has a chance.
Oh, that the timing. Okay, we're not going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about the Broncos.
How are they doing?
They won the Super Bowl last year. They went to the White House yesterday.
How's the president doing?
He's doing okay. They gave him his own jersey, his own Broncos jersey with Obama on the back.
That's cool.
And everything.
Doesn't he already have one of those? Didn't they win a couple years ago?
They lost.
When's the last time they won?
They lost really badly. Don't you remember they played the Patriots? That's your team.
I don't remember.
No, maybe they played the Seahawks.
I blocked
that all out. They played somebody. I think maybe it was the Seahawks.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, they lost like by 43 points or something. Last year they won.
Yep.
And so they got to go to the White House. Who didn't go with the Broncos?
Wes Welker.
No.
Aqib Talib.
Aqib Talib, because he shot himself.
He shot himself.
Or he says he shot himself. He
That's
had
what he
a
told
loaded
his
gun. He had a loaded gun. He was in a nightclub. Somehow he ended up being shot in the leg. Plaxico Burress from the Giants, he got shot in the leg by himself in a nightclub, and he ended up in jail.
He had like sweatpants. See, you don't put it in the waistband of your
don't
sweatpants.
Don't put your loaded pistol in the
This is a pro tip. Don't do that. Because then if you stand up and the gun goes off, then you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. So Plaxico Burress, that happened to him. He ended up in jail for a couple of years.
Did Obama make any Aqib Talib jokes about shooting yourself in the leg or whatever?
No, shoot yourself in the foot. No, he didn't. But the other player from the Broncos team who wasn't there, Brock Osterwalder.
Oh, because he's on a different team now?
Yeah, because they invited him because he was on the team.
He's on the team, technically.
He was on the team when they won, right?
Yeah, but all those guys would be asking him for money now because he gets a big new raise.
He's had a little hiccup.
He's a quarterback. He's going to be on the Texans next year.
He was the backup quarterback for the Broncos, and they didn't let him play in the Super Bowl because they put Peyton Manning in to stumble around because it was Peyton Manning's last game ever, and they won anyway.
No, Peyton Manning's going to come back at some point.
Peyton Manning's not coming back as a player.
He'll be sitting around eating pizza with Papa John, and then he'll be like, I got to come back. He's one of those guys who's going to come back, believe me.
He can't. No, he's done. He's gone.
No, I think...
But Brock Osterwalder...
I think Eli Manning is going to quit, and Peyton Manning's just going to show up and pretend that he's Eli.
Well, Brock didn't go either because he had a little hissy fit about it. He said, I'm not going. Because they didn't want him.
There's at least one person who hates Obama and doesn't want to go to the White House.
I don't think it was an Obama thing.
Are we sure?
I think it was just that he...
That Osweiler seems like a nice guy.
I
remember talking to him because he was one of the only people
that would talk to us.
That would talk to us during...
When we went to media day.
We talked to all kinds of people that had never gotten the game and would never speak to anyone else.
Yeah, but they talked to us because we talked to them. Blah, blah, blah.
We were going to play, in honor of Dr. Game Show.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Oh, yeah, we were going to play a game.
We were going to play a game called Root, Rut, or Rut.
Route.
Route.
That's stupid.
Root, Route, or Rut.
That's not sports.
That's not a game?
That's not sports.
All right.
I got some NFL alerts on my phone.
You do?
Yeah, I have these on my phone. It's like it buzzes, and I think somebody important is calling me, and I look at it, and it's just like a little, it's like, news alert, report, Ryan Fitzpatrick would accept 1-year, $12 million deal from Jets if offered.
If offered is the key part
of
that phrase.
And then like 10 minutes later, it buzzed again. It says, news alert, report, Jets not interested in offering QB Ryan Fitzpatrick 1-year, $12 million deal.
$12 million? You're Ryan Fitzpatrick. You're not like an awesome quarterback or something like that. You're like the guy that they went on because they didn't want to go with somebody else.
Yeah, he's all they got.
Well, somebody asked them at a Jets party. There was a Jets City Hall party, like kind of thing. Like, hey, come talk to us about the Jets. And usually it's just a lot of people crying and feeling bad that they weren't Giants fans. And someone was wearing a Fitzpatrick jersey. And they said, should I, get a new jersey or something like that? And the coach said, well, no. If you keep the jersey and he comes back, you have a cool jersey. And it's cool. Otherwise, it's something you can put on eBay because
somebody will
be like, hey, that's funny. Fitzpatrick, remember he used to play for the Jets?
Yep.
So he's still the thing that bothered me about.
That's like your Aaron Hernandez jersey.
I don't.
Those are rare.
I have an 87 jersey, but it was only for Ben Coates, who just all he did was beat up his girlfriend, which was kind of new and fresh then, back in the day.
They didn't talk about it. I mean, all those guys were beating.
No, they would. The cops would cover it up. Mm-hmm. With the Patriots back in the day, it was like Dave Meggett, who used to beat everybody up. And then Ben Coates was beating his girlfriend up. And he's a giant person. Like, he's a Gronk-sized person.
And he'd beat people up.
He would beat people up.
What happened to him? Where is he now?
He is, I don't know, mowing his lawn someplace or something. I don't know. It's fine.
Hey, when are the Olympics in Rio happening?
In August, I believe. They're waiting for the for the Zika to be full-fledged.
We'll be back from Cleveland by the time
I assume I'll have been bailed out and it'll be awaiting trial.
What I figure is like all the athletes aren't going now. So by the time...
Steph Curry's not going.
No, because of the Zika virus or because they're
I don't think
injured,
he's worried about the Zika virus. He just thinks it's lame or something.
But... by the time August rolls around, all the athletes won't be going. Maybe we can go on some of the U.S. teams.
I keep meaning to look up because, NBC broadcasts all the Olympic
stuff. We could probably
stuff.
Get in there.
No. But they...
What?
Like, the last time...
Oh, yeah, you told me this. Right.
We could just, like, be the handball commentators or something like that. Some sort of sport that nobody's watching at 3 in the morning or something like that.
We've got a couple comments on the comments board.
So I usually wait for the comment board people to look things up for me and then inform me later.
Well, the comments board people, several people tuned in late, and they're asking if we already talked about Muhammad Ali.
Who's Muhammad Ali?
Oh, stop that. We did touch on it.
By
the way. Be quiet.
Okay.
I want to say one thing. Jesus Christ. Muhammad Ali is important to me.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
How's he doing?
He's dead.
Oh, that's a
bummer.
God,
you're an idiot. Okay, so... So I did on our Twitter, at Sportsy Talk, on the Twitter, I posted 5 movies about Muhammad Ali.
Yes, I saw that today.
I posted those 5. If you can find them, like on Hulu or Twitter, anything, those are all excellent movies. They're all documentaries. Some of them have early footage of Muhammad Ali when he still Cassius Clay. There's a couple of fight movies. There's a movie about the trials that he went through when he decided he was not going to go fight. He was a pacifist, and he stood up for his convictions and stuff. And those are all excellent films. And if I can't say anything about him that everybody else hasn't already said. I've got nothing new to add to that conversation. But he was a really great man, and I think he's it's been acknowledged. And if you want to celebrate his life, I think you could. One of the best things you could do is go look up any of those movies and watch them.
No, I love Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is when people die now.
Yeah.
That people will just make you sick of somebody, because if you're looking on the Twitter, if you're looking on the internet, there's like all these think pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole weekend was just like a brutal parade of 20-year-olds telling me what I'm supposed to think about Muhammad Ali, and it's like Michael Jackson
exactly.
or anybody.
Yeah,
I got it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm good. I have nothing new to say about him. I think he was a really great human being and a great role model. And a great American Muslim. And
American Muslim!
Get away from me!
Don't stab me!
So that's it. That's what I got to say.
That's the whole show?
I think that's it, right?
I don't know. Get John back in here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to ask him about the experience. Well, we can't talk to him anymore?
We can't talk to him. We got to go.
There's like 2 seconds. Where's John?
I don't know.
That's what my show is.
Oh, yeah. Your show's coming up next.
Ali.
Oh, you're doing Ali?
What are you doing?
Just after you just slammed
What? I didn't slam him.
Yes, you did. You were horrible.
I love Muhammad Ali.
You didn't sound like you loved him.
I do love him.
Oh, my God.
But
Marconi Island. Stay tuned for Marconi Island. With a proper tribute.
Ali movies.
It's all Ali movies?
All those soundtracks from them, right?
Cartoons.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Much better than reading
this show.
1,000 think pieces.
Well,
don't read think pieces.
All right.
Feel what's coming out over the air on WFMU.
Jeez.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and online all over the world at WFMU.org. Please download our app on your mobile device.
Exactly. And until next week, when I hope that call screener John will be back again. Thank you for...
He might have left, because I don't...
Thank you for screening our calls, and thanks everybody for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
back in the Liberty Bell.
Ali! Ali!
Who really gave that bell a smack?
Ali!
Who punched it so hard that the bell did crack? Hit it so hard with an awful whack.
Ali! Things he didn't do, just because he likes to scrap, and maybe sometimes few people wanna blame that man, although he wasn't there. Maybe we should take a look, the blame could well be shared.
Who rode the ride of Paul Revere?
Ali,
Ali. That midnight ride for our country dear.
Ali
made the ride of Paul Revere. He rode so hard and gave the British fear.
Ali. Oh, Ali. Ali's always getting blamed for things he didn't do, just because he likes to scrap, and maybe sometimes do. People want to blame that man, although he wasn't there. Blame
good
will be shared.
Who dunked the tea in the Boston Bay?
Ali.
Set fire to the ship that was setting in the bay.
Ali.
Destroyed the tea so our country could be free. Dressed up like an Indian, who was he?
Ali.
Muhammad Ali. That's the theme to the cartoon series, the short-lived NBC 1977 Muhammad Ali, I Am the Greatest cartoon series. 13 episodes. That track was later put on an album around the same time that was released with a number of other tracks. I would love to know who the real band members are in that. What if it was the Wrecking Crew? That'd be wild. But produced by Stan Pihota. I guess he's also responsible for that Muhammad Ali, The Adventures of Ali and His Gang versus Mr. Tooth Decay. This all predates Mr. T and Mike Tyson's, the Tyson Mysteries or whatnot. The first athlete to have his own cartoon. The Globetrotters are not a single athlete, so they predate him on CBS a few years, but Muhammad Ali. Before that, AKA Cassius Clay, composed by